listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Flank here. Westfield Bondi Junction reopens today for a community reflection day following that tragic attack which left six dead. There'll be no trading. It's opening so people can pay their respects, with stores operating again from tomorrow. Half a dozen people remain in hospital recovering from injuries, one of them in intensive care. A fresh blow for the child protection system following news the Edgeworth Community Services Centre's closing. That's where caseworkers see at-risk children. Troy Wright from the Public Service Association says staff are furious and are holding a lunchtime rally today in protest.
If Edgeworth office closes, it means local families that are having interactions with their child protection workers, who are families often in crisis already, will have to travel right across Newcastle to try and make those arrangements. And it's a really poor outcome for both the workers and the community.
A 19-year-old's been charged in connection to public unrest in Western Sydney earlier this week following that alleged church attack. He's been refused bail ahead of facing court today. And new research shows the richest 10% in the country have an average of $2.6 million in assets each, holding 44% of all wealth in Australia. At the other end, the bottom 20% on the scale have an average of 41 grand in assets. Greg Marju's vowing to lift his game even further, starting with the club's clash against the Dogs this weekend. The winger's been named in the same 17 which narrowly went down to the Roosters last week. He says he's got a lot more to give too, especially when it comes to supporting any breaks made by skipper Kalyn Ponga.
If I'm able, then I'll get back there and I'll give him what I can to help him out. It's always been like that. KP, yeah, oh, no doubt he'll probably push me away and try to do everything on his own.
Round 7 kicks off tonight with the Roosters hosting the Storm. Still on footy, and Penrith's revealed James Fisher-Harris will depart for the Warriors at season's end on compassionate grounds. And in tennis, Alex Dimonor's conquered the King of Clay, beating 22-time Grand Slam champ Rafael Nadal in straight sets overnight to progress to the third round of the Barcelona Open.